What about small cell? People don't seem like they want to talk about small cell, I guess because not too much has happened that at least most people are excited about. What are your thoughts? What's happened in the last year or so that's relevant in terms of small cell?
I think there were three interesting trials in small cell this year. My goodness, as you've said, Neil, we've had a real dry spell. And there were three interesting trials. So the most interesting trial in the last decade, maybe, in small cell was the one published in the New England Journal in 2002 and presented at ASCO by Dr. Noda and his colleagues, looking at CPT-11 cisplatin versus etoposide cisplatin. Etoposide cisplatin was first published 26 years ago in non-small cell by John Soraki and Bob Wittes. And they were right. And here it is, still the standard. The NOTA study showed a 9.5-month median survival for the etoposide cis in people with extensive disease, kind of a typical, relatively good result, but 3 months benefit for irinotecan and cis. They gave irinotecan weekly for 3 weeks in that study. Well, everybody said that's fabulous, but there were only 70-some-odd patients on an arm in that study. It's awfully hard to change your standard with only 70-some-odd patients. When I spoke with the Japanese physicians in 2002, I said, so is this your new standard? They said, no. So I figured, hey, if where it came from, they're not, it'll be interesting. Well, the first of the two or three ongoing trials looking at trying to duplicate that was nicely presented by Dr. Nasser Hanna from Indiana University. Now, they changed the schedule a little bit. That always leaves you a little dry, but the reason was that they rarely got that day 15 in the original trial. So they raised the dose of the irinotecan to 65 per meter squared from 60 and gave it only days 1 and 8. The cis was 60 per meter squared in both arms of the study. The etoposide was 120 per meter squared times 3. What were the results? The same for both arms. No difference. The toxicity patterns were different in each arm. Hard to say which one was better. More myelosuppression in the etoposide arm, more diarrhea in the irinotecan arm. Of course, we could have predicted that. So there was no difference. And so it looks as though it's hard, based on this study and the NOTA study together, to dethrone the former champion. It looks like the etoposide cis remains the champion. Then there was an interesting study with John Eckert from St. Louis presented, looking at another topoisomerase inhibitor, this time topotecan cis versus etoposide cis. And this was interesting because the topo was given orally, only orally. So the patient actually showed up every 3 weeks for the cisplatin on that arm and everything else was pills. Again, no difference between the topotecan cis and the etoposide cis. They did a quality of life study. And with the similar survivals, the similar response, there was similar quality of life by patients. So again, patients don't come to us looking just for convenience. They appreciate convenience, but that's not enough to change quality of life. You've got to have better anti-tumor response. So I would say that either of these newer topoisomerase inhibitors are alternatives, but we cannot at this time conclude that they're better. There are still some irinotecan studies that are ongoing. We'll have to wait for that.